Hello and welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Mike Jezleshek, and today's topic is what year-end tax strategies are available to business owners. And I have to say, this is one of my favorite episodes to do every year because we deep dive into so many different things that we can do right away before year-end hits here. Now, before you know it, 12/31 is going to be gone and we're going to be on to tax year 2022. Crazy to think about. But one thing that we always talk about on this episode, on the show is that once the clock turns 1/1, once the clock turns January 1st, a vast majority of tax strategies are no longer available. And that's why today we're going to go through some of the top strategies you want to be thinking about and potentially implementing before year end. Now, I want to start out with some high level or quick hit ones. And many of these items we've been talking about in episodes leading up to this one or in a future episode before year end. And so two things I want to talk about regarding S corporations. Number one, reasonable salary. As an S-Corp, you are required to take a reasonable salary, a W-2 payroll to yourself as the owner of the company. Be sure that you have that reasonable salary ran before year end. And in the show notes, we're going to have a link to an article that we put up for this entire episode. But in there, there's also a link to another article we did on reasonable salaries. So definitely check out that blog if you want to learn more about a reasonable salary. But remember, if you're an S corporation, you're required to take a reasonable salary and you want to make sure that that's ran before year end. Also, if you're an S corporation, you're paying for health insurance for yourself. If you're operating as an S corporation, any health insurance that you pay for yourself, you need to include on the W-2. You get an expense on the business tax return, then you include it as income on your W-2, and then you get another deduction for that self-employed health insurance on your personal tax return. So you're going to want to make sure that you contact your payroll provider before year end to ensure that they have that set up correctly. Again, in the show notes, we have a link to an article on that self-employed health insurance. Some other items you want to think about before year end is making any charitable contributions that you want to count for tax year 2021, hiring your kids. This is an episode this is a topic that we talked about in a previous episode. You want to make sure that if you plan to hire your kids in your business, which is a great idea, that you do that before year end and make any payments there. You're also going to want to finalize accountable plan reimbursements. We talked about this in a previous episode. So you're going to want to make sure you get that accountable plan finalized and reimbursements made. You also want to look about maximizing your business deductions. We talk about this all the time. How can we turn after-tax dollars, spending that you're already doing, into a business expense and get a pre-tax deduction for it? So that we have an article again on maximizing business deductions. You're also going to want to complete any health reimbursement arrangements or HRAs. These are Section 105 plans, which we talked about a couple weeks ago, or a QCERA or an ICRA if you have some employees. We talked about those a week ago. You want to make sure that those payments are made. And then also we want to establish or fund our retirement plans and the employer contributions. We want to make sure we have those made in the tax year before 12/31 hits. So those are some quick items for an S corporation, a reasonable salary, self-employed health insurance, making sure you're recording that correctly. Other than that, making sure you're making any charitable contributions, making sure you're hiring your kids and making any payments that you want to make for 2021, finalizing that accountable plan and maximizing deductions. Those are two big things that are often go together. Those are things we want to make sure we do before year end, and then complete any kind of HRA payments or fund our retirement. Okay, so those are some of the quick hit items. Again, in the show notes, there's a link to an article we did for this breakdown of all these year-end tax strategies. And within there, we have links to some of those items, those quick hit items, where we dive deeper into those. But now I want to get to some of the other specifically year-end strategies that we want to dive into this episode. The first one we want to talk about is prepaying expenses, and this is using the IRS safe harbor. And basically, IRS regulations contain a safe harbor rule that allows cash basis taxpayers, not accrual, but cash basis taxpayers, to prepay and deduct qualifying expenses up to 12 months in advance without any adjustments or changes by the IRS. So under this kind of safe harbor that the IRS put in, your 2021 prepayments cannot go into tax year 2023. So you're allowed to prepay 12 months of qualifying expenses under the safe harbor rule. So in December, we could prepay January through December of next year if we wanted to. Qualifying expenses, where this kind of works, is lease payments on vehicles, rent payments, that would be for an office rent or even machinery rentals, and business insurance premiums. So let's go through a quick example. Let's imagine that you pay $1,000 in rent and you want to get an extra $12,000 deduction here in 2021. On Friday, 12/31 of 2021, you could mail a rent check for $12,000 to cover all of your rent next year. You're going to deduct $12,000 here in 2021, the year you paid the money. The landlord is going to report taxable income of $12,000 in 2022, the year they received the money, because you paid a check on 12/31. So they're not going to get that money for, you know, into the next year. This creates just a win-win situation. You know, we always say just don't surprise someone, because if they receive the money early, if you prepay something, let's say December 15th, and they receive it 2 days later, they're going to need to pay taxes on that in 2021. So if you are making a prepay, especially to small businesses around just double check with them, make sure that they're fine with that. Likely, anyone getting money up front or early, they're going to be fine with, but just something you want to check up in. So prepaying expenses is a strategy for cash basis taxpayers. Another one that kind of goes in line, but just the opposite end of it, is to stop billing customers or clients or patients. And this is a strategy that sometimes people are like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. But this is an easy strategy to reduce your taxable income for this year. Basically, you stop billing your customers or your clients until after December 31st of 2021. Now, again, this is an assumption that you're on a cash basis, you're a cash basis taxpayer. But basically, you know, oftentimes customers or clients, they don't pay until they're billed. And so not billing the customers until after the year has moved over is a great way to shift some of that income from this year into next year. So let's go through a quick example of this. Let's say you're a business attorney that bills your clients at the end of each week. However, in December, you're going to send no bill. Instead, you're going to gather up all those bills and invoices and send them the first week of January. Great. What they have just done is they just postponed paying taxes in 2021 by moving that income to 2022. If we would have sent out those invoices every week in December and got paid right away, that would be income to us in 2021. But since we're kind of bundling them up and then sending to the client next year, that's going to shift that income or those sales or that revenue from 2021 into 2022. So this is a good kind of year-end strategy if you just want to shift some of that income away. Now, I will caution this. If you have clients that are known to have issues getting you paid in time or anything like that, this is a strategy you're probably not going to want to use for them. So just make sure that if you're using this strategy, you're using it with clients or customers that you know are going to pay you, and this is not something to worry about. The most important thing is, of course, still ensuring you get paid. Paying taxes on income is better than having no income. So just something to consider there. The third item is buying office equipment. If you're planning to make some equipment purchases, do it now instead of waiting for later. With bonus depreciation at 100% along with increased limits for Section 179 expensing, you can buy your equipment or machinery and make sure you place it in service before December 31st, and you're going to get a deduction here in 2021. Now, the qualifying bonus depreciation in Section 179 purchases include new and used personal property. This would be things like machinery, equipment, computers, desk, chairs, other furnitures, and some vehicles as well. So we actually are doing an episode and an article on this next week. So if you're interested in this depreciation piece, you're going to want to jump into that. Again, if you're planning to make some equipment purchases, you can do it now. Make sure you place that piece into service here in 2021, and then you're going to have some depreciation options here in 2021 to get the deduction now instead of later. The next item is use your credit cards. Assuming that you have a business credit card, you get the deduction on the day of the charge, not when you actually pay the bill. So let's say you make you charge your card on December 24th and you purchase some software. You're going to get a deduction on December 24th. Even if you pay your bill in January, if you're using a business credit card, you're going to get that deduction in this tax year whenever that card was charged. If you're a single member LLC or a sole proprietorship, the day you charge a purchase to your business or your personal credit card is the day that you deduct that expense. So as a Schedule C taxpayer, you should consider using your credit card for last minute purchases of office supplies or other things that you know you're going to purchase anyways. If you operate your business as a corporation and the corporation has a credit card in the corporate name, the same rule applies. The date of charge is the date of the deduction. But if you operate your business as an S corporation or something like that, and you, the owner, are you, the owner of the business, personally have the credit card, it's not in the corporation name, this is going to be a little different. The corporation must reimburse you if you want the corporation to realize the tax deduction. And that happens on the date of reimbursement. So make sure you're submitting your expense report on time, making sure that payment's made before December 31st. This kind of goes into our accountable plan discussion that we had a couple weeks ago. So check that one out as well. But again, if the credit card is in the business's name, the day of the charge is when you get the deduction. If you're operating as a corporation and the credit card's in your personal name, then you're going to need to have a reimbursement made and that reimbursement completed before year end to qualify that as an expense for this year. Now, I do want to caution this. Don't just spend money to spend money. Ultimately, you do not want to be wasting money on things you do not need. But if you're planning to purchase items early next year, why not purchase those now via a credit card to get them on the books and then you pay for it later? So again, we're never going to encourage someone to just spend money to get a tax deduction. That's never wise. But if we're going to do that spending anyways, or if we're going to do spending in the near future, why not get a deduction in this tax year when we have some income maybe to offset? Finally, don't assume you're taking too many deductions. We always say this so much. The IRS code is written the way it was for a reason. So utilize it to your advantage. You're a business owner. There's a lot of opportunities to take advantage of what's available to you. And we talk about this in our Maximizing Deductions podcast episode. So I will have a link in the show notes as well, or on our year-end tax strategies article. There'll be a link to that. Now, so many people think, well, if I'm taking too many deductions, I'm going to have a loss. And then, you know, there's no good to it. If your business deductions exceed your income, so you have a loss, this is called a net operating loss. And if you're just starting your business, you could very possibly have a net operating loss. You could even have a loss with an ongoing and a successful business. And basically what this means is you should never stop documenting your deductions and you should always claim your rightful deductions. So, you know, we talk to so many business owners, especially new business owners, who don't claim all their deductions when those deductions would produce a tax loss for them. So we see so many people say, well, I'm not going to take this deduction because I'm running at a loss anyways. But what they don't realize is that loss that you have, even if it's a bigger loss than what you would have before, you can carry that forward into future years. So you want to make sure that if you have a valid business deduction, you're taking it. Don't be afraid to take valid business deductions, even if it's going to create a loss. That's totally fine. Finally, some other year-end strategies. As part of our tax minimization program, we kind of take the items that we discuss here and dig even deeper. So we're going to talk about year-end business strategies, year-end vehicle purchase strategies, year-end medical strategies, family strategies, Section 199A strategies, year-end retirement strategies, as well as year-end stock strategies. So we have a whole section within our tax minimization program on articles specific to year-end strategies. So if you're not a member yet, you can join now. Go to small business or go to taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. That's taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. Again, with our tax minimization program, we have a library of tax strategies and implementation guides that you can start using to lower your tax bill today. You also have unlimited access to our team for general tax and accounting questions. So as a member of our tax minimization program, kind of think of it as having an accountant in your back pocket to answer those general accounting or tax questions that pop up over the course of the year. We also do monthly group training and really kind of deep dive into some advanced tax strategies as well. So again, if you're not a member of our tax minimization program, go to taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. Also, just a reminder, our Small Business Tax Savings Summit is going to be a virtual 2-day, 12-hour event where we're going to be walking through tax strategies that you can implement immediately to make sure you're paying the least amount in taxes as legally possible. This event is going to be June 14th and 15th of next year. And for podcast listeners, we have a special promo code. It's podcast taxes. So go to taxsavingspodcast.com/summit. That's taxsavingspodcast.com/summit. And use the coupon code podcast taxes, and you're going to get $100 off of our summit. So again, just want to review again, when we talk about tax strategies, once January 1st rolls around, a lot of strategies are out the door. So we want to make sure that we're implementing our tax strategies and doing our planning before year end. Some quick hit items are for S corporation owners, making sure you have a reasonable salary and making sure any kind of health insurance premiums for you as the owner are set up properly, making any charitable contributions, hiring and paying your kids in your business, if that makes sense, making sure you finalize that accountable plan, as well as maximizing any kind of business deductions. How can we turn spending that you're doing anyways into a business deduction, making sure we're tracking and keeping record of those, as well as completing your HRA payments and establishing or funding your retirement plan. And then on the business side, some last minute things we can do is prepay expenses. If we're on a cash basis, we can stop billing customers until the new year to shift some of that income from 2021 into 2022. We can buy office equipment and again, utilize your credit cards, especially if they're in the business name, if you want to get a deduction this year, but maybe not make that payment until next year. Again, don't assume you're taking too many deductions. Don't be afraid to take valid business deductions. You as a business owner have this gift and this ability to take those deductions. If you're interested in joining our tax minimization program, go to taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. And again, if you want to sign up for our Small Business Tax Savings Summit, go to taxsavingspodcast.com/summit, coupon code podcast taxes, and it's going to be $100 off specific to our podcast listeners. I want to thank you guys for listening to another episode. I really hope that this helps get the ideas rolling and get you thinking about some things you can do before year end to ensure that we're paying the least amount in taxes this year here in 2021 as legally possible. Thanks again for listening to another episode, and I will see you guys next week.